Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's episode is sponsored by TeslaBox, offering real-time Sentry alerts with video and seamless cloud and on-device backup, all through a simple USB connection. Now, let's dive into a fascinating look inside Tesla's self-driving program, Project Rodeo.
It's a program shrouded in secrecy, but Business Insider managed to interview several current and former test drivers, revealing some concerning practices. These drivers, tasked with pushing Tesla's full self-driving software to its limits, describe scenarios that sound straight out of a Hollywood action movie.
It's like a high-stakes game of chicken, isn't it? They're essentially cowboys, riding the bull of autonomous technology, trying to stay on as long as possible, even when the software malfunctions.
Exactly. They're instructed to delay intervention, even in hazardous situations, to gather more data. One driver described nearly hitting a cyclist, only to be praised by their supervisor. The rationale? The more data, the better the AI learns. But at what cost?
It raises serious ethical questions. Are these practices accelerating development, or are they recklessly endangering the public? Experts argue that critical scenarios should be confined to closed tracks, not public roads.
And the regulatory landscape is a bit of a Wild West itself, with limited oversight and heavy reliance on self-reporting from companies like Tesla. This lack of transparency makes it difficult to assess the true safety of these systems.
Tesla's valuation hinges on the success of its autonomous driving technology. But is this aggressive approach to testing ultimately a gamble that could backfire?
The long-term consequences are yet to be seen. But one thing is clear. The road to full self-driving is paved with complex technical and ethical dilemmas.
Let's shift gears and talk about the EV market. It's been a rough year for the sector, but some analysts are predicting a turnaround in 2025. What are your thoughts on this, particularly in light of Tesla's projected sales growth?
I think the potential is there, but it's contingent on a few factors. Lower interest rates would certainly boost consumer spending, and advancements in autonomous driving could be a game changer. But the charging infrastructure needs to improve significantly, and the used EV market is becoming a real concern.
The Global X Autonomous and Electric Vehicles ETF Drive offers exposure to this sector. It's interesting that its top holdings include not just EV manufacturers, but also tech giants like Nvidia, Microsoft, and Alphabet. What's your take on this diversified approach?
It's a smart strategy. These companies are crucial players in the autonomous driving space, providing the essential hardware, software, and AI capabilities. But investors should be aware of the higher expense ratio compared to other ETFs.
Drive is down this year, underperforming the S&P 500. Do you think it's a worthwhile investment, considering the current market conditions and the potential for a rebound in 2025?
It's a calculated risk. While the ETF's performance has been lackluster, the potential for growth in the EV and autonomous driving sectors is significant. If Tesla's projections hold true and the broader market recovers, Drive could see substantial gains. But it's important to remember that past performance is not indicative of future results.
So, a cautious optimism seems to be the prevailing sentiment. It will be interesting to see how these predictions play out in the coming year. MicroStrategy just announced a massive $21 billion at-the-market offering, dwarfing Tesla's previous record. They're planning to use the proceeds to buy more Bitcoin. What are your thoughts on this aggressive move?
It's a bold, some might say reckless, doubling down on their Bitcoin strategy. It reinforces their position as a Bitcoin proxy, but it also significantly increases their risk exposure. If Bitcoin's price drops, they'll be facing substantial losses.
It's interesting to see this happening alongside similar moves by companies like GameStop and AMC, all fueled by enthusiastic retail investors. Is this a sustainable trend?
It's hard to say. These companies are tapping into a fervent retail investor base, but this level of fundraising might not be sustainable in the long run. It depends heavily on continued market enthusiasm and the performance of Bitcoin.
So it seems like MicroStrategy is betting big on Bitcoin's future, even at the risk of substantial losses. It will be fascinating to see how this plays out. Tesla's self-driving roadmap is getting a rewrite again. FSD V13 is delayed, and HW3 owners are seemingly stuck in the slow lane. What's the latest on this, And what does it mean for Tesla's autonomous future?
Well, V13 has slipped to late November, and it's HW4 exclusive, leaving HW3 owners in limbo. Tesla claims a 4x improvement in miles between interventions compared to V12 5.4, but that's down from their earlier projections of 5-6x. And even that was after V12.5 proved to be a regression, not an improvement.
So, another missed deadline and scaled back performance claims. It seems like a recurring theme with Tesla's FSD promises. Are they just perpetually overpromising and underdelivering?
It's starting to look that way. The reliance on miles between interventions as a metric is also problematic, as Tesla doesn't publicly share that data. Crowdsourced data paints a less rosy picture, and the whole HW3 situation is a mess. Tesla is hinting at a potential retrofit, but there are no concrete plans or timelines.
It sounds like HW3 owners are being left behind in this race to full self-driving. Is Tesla prioritizing HW4 development at their expense?
It appears so. And with V13's delay, even H4 owners are waiting longer than promised. Tesla's ambitious goal of 600,000 miles between critical disengagements by Q2 2025 seems increasingly like a pipe dream based on the current pace of development.
Let's dive into Tesla's CyberCab robotaxi concept, unveiled during a high school economics class. Musk suggests a significantly lower price point than the median new car price, impacting demand and potentially disrupting the entire transportation market.
Precisely. If robo-taxis become substantially cheaper than private car ownership, the demand for personal vehicles could plummet. Imagine a world where transportation is an on-demand service, far cheaper than owning and maintaining a car. This shift would ripple through related industries, impacting everything from parking garages to auto insurance.
This potential disruption hinges on regulatory approval, a significant hurdle for Tesla. Navigating the complex landscape of government regulations could slow down or even halt the rollout of these robo-taxis. It's a classic example of how well-intentioned regulations can stifle innovation.
Absolutely. The regulatory challenges are substantial. Safety standards, liability issues, and data privacy concerns all need to be addressed. And the regulatory landscape varies significantly from state to state, adding another layer of complexity to the rollout process.
Meanwhile, Tesla faces increasing competition, particularly from Chinese EV manufacturers. How does this competitive pressure influence Tesla's pricing strategies for both their EVs and the proposed CyberCab service?
Increased competition puts downward pressure on prices. Tesla might be forced to lower prices to maintain market share, impacting profitability. This competitive pressure could also spur further innovation, ultimately benefiting consumers.
Tesla's shift towards autonomous driving and AI represents a significant strategic pivot. It's a bet on the future of transportation and a prime example of how innovation drives economic growth.
This shift is crucial. Innovation is the engine of economic growth. It creates new industries, new jobs, and new opportunities. Tesla's focus on autonomous driving and AI has the potential to revolutionize transportation and reshape our cities.
Let's dive into the rumored Tesla Model Y refresh, codenamed Juniper. Leaked images suggest a significant redesign, aligning with the Cybertruck and robo-taxi aesthetics. What's your take on this design evolution?
It's a smart move. The Cybertruck's polarizing design has generated immense buzz, and incorporating those elements into the Model Y could attract a new segment of buyers. The full-width light bars and streamlined front end definitely give it a futuristic look.
Beyond aesthetics, what technological advancements can we expect in the Juniper?
Rumors point to significant interior upgrades, including a stalkless design similar to the refreshed Model 3, an improved touchscreen interface, and potentially even a rear passenger screen. The inclusion of heated and ventilated front seats, along with heated rear seats, enhances passenger comfort.
The article also mentions potential improvements in range and efficiency. How significant could these improvements be?
With rumored larger batteries and enhanced aerodynamics, the new Model Y could see a notable boost in range, potentially exceeding 400 miles on a single charge. This increased efficiency would be a major selling point for consumers.
Any thoughts on the potential pricing strategy for the Juniper, given the rumored upgrades and the current competitive landscape?
While the upgrades justify a price increase, Tesla needs to carefully consider the competitive landscape. A price hike could push buyers towards competitors, especially with the rise of affordable Chinese EVs. Finding the right balance between features, pricing, and market positioning will be crucial.
Let's talk about a Cybertruck owner's resourceful fix for a persistent whistle. This highlights a growing concern about Tesla's service quality.
Absolutely. This isn't an isolated incident. We've seen similar stories of Tesla owners struggling with service issues, often left with unresolved problems or dismissed as normal. This particular case, where a $12 part fixes a noise Tesla couldn't, is a stark example of a disconnect between customer experience and Tesla's reputation for advanced technology.
It raises questions about Tesla's diagnostic processes and their willingness to address customer concerns thoroughly. If a simple, inexpensive part solves the issue, why couldn't Tesla's trained technicians identify and fix it? Is it a training issue, a procedural issue, or something else entirely?
It could be a combination of factors. The rapid growth of Tesla's customer base might have outpaced their service infrastructure, leading to overworked technicians and rushed diagnostics. There's also the potential for a knowledge gap, especially with a unique vehicle like the Cybertruck. Tesla needs to address these issues proactively to maintain customer trust.
The owner's persistence is commendable, though. Imagine having to resort to DIY solutions after multiple visits to a manufacturer's service center, especially for a premium vehicle. It underscores the frustration many Tesla owners experience when faced with unresolved issues.
Precisely. And these stories can erode consumer confidence in the long run. Tesla's success hinges not just on innovative products, but also on providing reliable and responsive service. They need to prioritize customer satisfaction as much as technological advancement.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.